If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. 如果你想要让老天爷笑，你就告诉他你的计划。您现在收听的节目是 Fly with Lily 的英语学习节目，学英语环游世界。我是主播 Lily Wong。这个节目是要帮助你更好的学习英语，打破自己的局限，并且勇敢的去圆梦。Welcome to this episode of Fly with Lily podcast. 欢迎来到这集的学英语环游世界播客，我是你的主播 Lily。 你想要成为 Lily 的下一个成功故事吗？或者是想要活出这个学英语环游世界的生活心态呢？不要忘记了，我们5月22号开营的第三期迷你退休营现在接受报名申请了。你可以就是参照今天的节目文本，或者是加入我的微信 I Fly with Lily 来进一步了解。好的，一开始我们听到这一句格言是 If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. 这个 if 是一个假设句，就是如果你想要让老天爷笑，这个 want to 就是想要 make God laugh, 这个 make someone not do something 这样子的一个句型呢，是一个非常常用的，所以你可以说，比如说你想要让谁就是想你 make him miss you, 或者是make him love you, 让他爱你，就可以用这个 make, 然后加上人，再加上这个动词的原型。If you want to make God laugh, 如果你想要让老天爷笑， tell him your plans. Tell him 这样子的句型呢，是这个祈使句，就是呢直接用原形动词加上人， tell him 就是这个告诉他， your plans 就是你的计划。 If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. 其实这一句呢话就是想要忧大家一默，因为呢大家有没有发现，其实人算不如天算，就像我们这一集呢会讲到这个 Lily 的是2023年的爱情运势。那就是我在2023年的时候其实订立了非常多的计划，现在都进行的非常顺利，但是呢在5月这一个时间呢却有一个小小的意外发生了，就是呢我即将结束这韩国的旅行。其实我那时候也是在设定韩国可能待一个月到三个月不等，然后我有一点想要回台湾。那刚好就是这个我七年前的一个约会对象欧先生呢，他会来台湾来找我，那我就想说那就顺便回台湾看一下这个家里的人，然后呢也就是顺便带他玩一下。那我得说2023年真的是像贝拉就是预测的一样，我的这个工作运势呢还有这个爱情运势好像都被他料中，他就说我这个2023年会非常的发光，就是我们等一下会学到这个 glowing 还有 radiant, 就是说我的这个就是长相之外也会越来越辣，就是我是那种越老越辣的那个类型，就是因为我的上升是在摩羯座。那的确我在这个2023年呢真的碰到很多桃花吧，可以这样说吗？就是我一开始的时候一月的时候就收到了我本来认识朋友的告白，然后还有就是碰到就是有比较年长的人就是对我示好，还有碰到就是之前就是只见过一次的那种朋友突然传了很长的信息，然后跟我稍微就是表白有一点暧昧这样子，然后我就觉得真的很神奇。然后我后来碰到新的男生呢基本上都对我非常的好。那大家知道吗，就是我这七年其实我都是处于一个常常就是被我喜欢的人拒绝的状态。那这个拒绝是怎么来的呢？其实跟我的一个低自尊心，还有就是跟我的一个就是长期以来的一个不自信导致的。因为大家可能不知道，我七年前的时候在结婚的时候就是遇到一个比较大的大起，就是我目睹我的老公出轨，而且是跟我们的共同的好朋友，所以对我这 这件事情呢，就是我用了很久的时间去化解，去原谅自己，原谅别人。但是呢，我得说我碰到新对象的时候，我就发现那个伤痕就是又会浮现。所以其实我做了非常多的个人的工作，包括去上课啊，或者是找教练啊，找这个咨询师啊，然后生活教练啊，去这个去了解到底为什么我还有这样子的情绪在啊，或者是这样的恐惧在。那我做了很多功课，其实我觉得真的好像到了就是我40岁的生日之后，我就觉得好像真的进入一个不惑之年吧，觉得真的要把过去都抛下。那我在我的生活中的爱情就产生了一个比较明显的变化，甚至就是我这七年前我非常喜欢的一个男生，我们有短暂约会了2个月，但是呢后来就不了了之，因为我们两个都有旅行的计划，他又要出现在我的生活里，我是非常非常的开心。我每天都在云雀实验室报道这个倒数见男神的这个一个进度，这个进展哦。那大家如果也有兴趣呢，就是跟踪我跟这个男神进行的这个一个礼拜的环岛之旅的话，也可以就是加我的微信 I fly with Lily， 或者是我的 IG 是 fly with Lily， 我应该会在上面多分享一些。但是因为他也看得到我的这个 IG 的状态，所以我就一点点害羞。基本上就是说我希望大家祝福，如果说你有兴趣的话，可以关注一下我的IG 或者是我的微信，我 IG 跟 FB 都是 Fly with Lily， 那这个微信呢是要加上这个 I 才会找上我，这个 I Fly with Lily 可以在我们今天节目文本里面看到。好的， If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans。 那人算不如天算呢，我就发现这个五月呢我特别的很想要谈恋爱，也被这个贝拉讲到了，而且就是来了一个这么大的人物，我觉得就是突然心情很紧张。因为这七年我没有男神，其实我也有陆陆续续有一些约会的对象，我也都过得非常好，对吧？但是他的到来真的让我又觉得开始紧张起来，而且我就是会觉得说，哦，我有一些恐惧呢，一些害怕，一些担忧又浮现出来，我就觉得天哪，那这些都是我还必须得做的功课。那这一次呢，我真的不想要再失去他了，但是呢，如果我失去他的话，就代表我这部分我还没有做好我的功课，所以呢，这个部分呢，真的对我是一个非常大的考验。所以呢，与现在的许多同学一起共勉。那我常常都会喜欢跟我的就是可能有一点辛苦的朋友说这样的一句话，也可以安慰到大家，就是 everything will be alright in the end， 就是说呢，事情呢到这个最后呢都会好的。 If it's not alright, it's not the end， 如果不好的话就代表还不是终点。 Everything will be alright in the end， If it's not alright, it's not the end。 好，那还有一句话我觉得这个也是非常安慰到我的，就是 God doesn't give us what we want，He gives us what we need， 就是老天爷呢不会一下子就给我们想要的，他会给我们需要的。那不管是你相不相信吸引力法则都好，这个我觉得是非常有道理的。因为大家都说想要去美梦成真嘛，那我在生活中我最常美梦成真的就是我的工作啊，还有我的这个环游旅行啊，真的都很容易美梦成真。那就是说在爱情上面可能我有点辛苦之外呢，其实呢我发现就是有一点，就是常常老天爷会给我们很多的考验。这个就很像是就是你要做面包或做蛋糕一样，那一开始是面粉，所以你可能会搞得自己脏兮兮的，但是呢如果说你学会了一些技巧，你的这个蛋糕或面包就会越做越好吃。所以呢老天爷他不会一下子就给你突然给你一个男神，或者是一下子给你100万，对吧？那你可能就是在这个过程中你有一些考验，这个就是因为你许愿了，他就要看说你有没有办法就是在这个时候 ready 接受我要给你的礼物啦，对不对？ So God doesn't give us what we want, He gives us what we need。 我希望大家就在就是遭受考验的时候呢，都可以对自己有一点耐心。好的， 所以呢，这个就是今天的这个节目的一个介绍。那接下来呢，你会听到我的这个跟贝拉聊天的，就是我2023年的爱情运势。这个是我在2022年11月底的时候跟他在线上录音，因为我是在危地马拉认识他，那时候我还人还在危地马拉，他就说他想要看看我的生日图，我们做了一个访谈。那今天聊到的是这个 love。 好的，
Oh, there'll be plenty of opportunities for love for you, plenty. But they might not come right away, to be honest. You might have to wait a little bit. Let's see. You might have to wait a little bit. I think now you're really focused on... So when Capricorn season starts, you're going to be shining. You're going to be the best version of yourself. You're going to be glowing because all the planets are moving into your first house of self.You're going to have Venus there. So you're going to look more beautiful. You're going to be more radiant than ever. People are going to be drawn to you. So this could be a good time for flirtation, for putting yourself out there, for having fun. People will be very drawn to you and magnetized to you. So it could be a good thing. But I would say that now you are going to be focused on your business, very much so. You may have had You may have felt like money wasn't flowing as easily as maybe you'd want it to, or maybe as easily as it was in a past time. That's going to change next year because you had something blocking your money house, which was kind of frustrating for you. So maybe you weren't getting cash flow as easily. But once this Saturn leaves your house of wealth, you're going to start to see more abundance in your life, more success.You're going to also want to be thinking about putting down roots somewhere. Do you think that you're going to keep traveling for a while? Or are you like focusing on maybe staying in one place?
I'm going to travel. Yeah. Oh. I have listed all the countries that I want to travel next year already.
Really? Oh, what are they?
5-6 countries in Asia. So I'm leaving in Guatemala.Before Christmas. So I'm going back to Iceland for a couple of days, hanging out with my friends, celebrating Christmas. And then I will go to Japan. And from Japan, 3 months in Japan, probably 1 or 2 months in Korea. I want to move down to Vietnam, probably Thailand a little bit. I heard it's a great place for a digital nomad. And then go to Indonesia and maybe visit Philippines.Maybe go to India.
Well, maybe I'll join you in one of these places. That sounds amazing. Oh, wait. I just saw something. Okay. In May of next year. Can you wait that long?
Yes.
You have Jupiter moving into your fifth house of love and romance. And Jupiter. Woo-hoo! Yes. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, of luck, abundance. You're going to feel...very flirty. You're going to want to have a lot of fun. This is the perfect time to go out to date. That's the best time for love when Jupiter is in the fifth house. So that's going to happen around May. If you can wait 6 more months, I mean, it could happen before, but then there's going to be a very strong potential for it. This is going to be a great time.
Ooh, and I think so too. I think so too. Probably need a couple months to heal from the last one. I think May I will be.Very ready.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really good that you're taking time in between relationships to heal, to kind of reflect on what you've learned, because a lot of people just jump from one relationship to the next. And that's not the healthiest thing because you didn't really like go over what you just learned and see how you've grown. And you just bring the problems from the old relationship to the new relationship without working on them in between. So I don't think that's the best way to handle it, but a lot of people do. So.What can I say?
Exactly. I did that in my past. I'm not very proud of that. And now I just feel like, yeah, I need to change the approach, you know, give myself enough time to process the feelings. And I think everybody has their own timing, you know, it's not necessary to hurry. Like, I hate when people say that, oh, just get on to the next one. Forget about the last one. And I know it wouldn't work for me. It's probably, you would feel a little bit better at that time. But then afterwards, you still feel like, ah, I still have a lot of shit to work on.
Yeah.
好的，接下来呢，让我们来介绍一下几个你刚才呢可能会听到的一些单词，比如说 number one, opportunities.Opportunities. 他说 there are plenty of opportunities. 就是我有很多恋爱的机会。这个 opportunity 呢是从这个 opportunity 机会的这个单数来看的，就是呢它变成复数的时候就是有很多的机会嘛，那它的就是变化就是后面 y 去掉，然后变成 ies， 变成 opportunities。 好的， number two, glowingGlowing 就是容光焕发。我最常听到 glowing 这个字呢，就是在这个女生怀孕的时候，她的这个面貌啊跟皮肤呢都会变成一个最好的状态。所以呢 glowing 它是形容词，容光焕发的。那它的原型是 glow,G-L-O-W, 就是发光。那等一下这个 number three, radiant, 这个也是闪闪发光的意思， R-A-D-I-A-N-T, radiant, 基本上呢会可以来叙述像是钻石那样子的光芒四射的 radiant, 但是它其实跟这个 glowing 呢其实是同义词。好的， number four, magnetize,magnetize, 它这个其实是一个动词，就是代表什么东西是有磁性有磁力吸引的这个动作。 magnetize, 它是从磁铁这个字来的，磁铁的拼法就是 M-A-G-N-E-T, magnet, 那它后面呢加上的 I-Z-E 变成了动词，那大家也可以加上了 D 就变成有吸引力的，就变成 magnetized, 就是说这个人很有磁性啊，有吸引力啊，感觉好像把你吸引过去了这样。接下来 number five, put down roots, 这个 roots 就是指树的根，那说一个人 ready to put down roots 就是 ready to settle down, 定居。那这个这边呢为什么会讲到这个put down roots, 因为他就讲到说我五月之后可能会有想要定居的这个想法。那我一直都在这个旅行嘛，那的确就是在这个想到爱情就会有一点想到说，那如果我没有办法找到一个跟我一起旅行的人，我就很想要说跟他一起定居，有一个这样子特别的人的话，其实这个也是偶尔会有的想法，因为其实我还是想要去环游世界，想要找到一个伴侣可以就是容许我去好好的玩一下，或者是说自己一个人去旅行啊，那我是有这样子的愿望，但是我不太清楚。 Number six, list 这个字呢它可以当动词也可以当名词。 Bella 在问我2023年的这个旅行计划的时候，我就说我已经列出我说想要在亚洲就是这个去旅居的国家了。那个时候我人是在危地马拉，然后我就说我接着要去冰岛过圣诞节还有新年，然后再来就是去到这个英国德国这些地方就短暂停留一下，然后又到了这个日本旅居三个月，然后韩国可能一到三个月啊，或者是说接下来可以去菲律宾啊越南，这些都是我非常想要去的地方，还有印尼。那最终我在想说我可能会在这个泰国待的稍微久一点的时间，因为我知道它非常适合这种数字游民的这个好像是一个大基地吧，就有很多这样子的咖啡厅啊，或者是共居的 co-living space 这样子的共居空间啊，可以去参观可以去玩这样子。嗯，好，所以呢就接着就讲到这个 list,就是我的列出的国家。所以会不会 put down roots 在哪里，我真的现在还没有非常强烈的感觉。那当然我就是我一个非常强烈的愿望就是男生把我带走，或者是说我可以把男生带着走这样子，这个就是我非常强烈的愿望。 anyways 我们来看一下这 list, 我就想到了一个非常好笑的事情，就是因为我在准备这个计划，又在讲这个计划，就是男神要来 台湾玩的计划嘛，然后我在想说啊，对啊，我跟男生就是住在同一间这个酒店嘛，然后我想说他应该会看到我穿睡衣的样子，所以我在想说我要选什么样的睡衣，但是我不想要选太性感，我不想说一下子就让他误会，就是让他扑上来，我觉得不要这样子，我觉得这种两性关系之间呢，一定要把这个性当作好像冰淇淋一样，就是你不要一下子就把冰淇淋吃完，你知道吗？你要慢慢舔啊，就是不要一下子就把这个甜筒给吃到底，像我以前都有这个很坏的习惯，就是很想要把冰淇淋吃完，然后就是那个快感就很快就不见了。那这个部分呢，就是我就看到很可爱的睡衣，就是那种睡衣是那种 T 恤型的，大家知道吗？就是那种大件的，然后上面就是有标语，然后就看到一件睡衣很可爱，它就上面就写 Amazing in bed 这个 Amazing in bed 就是一个人在讲他自己在床上很厉害的意思，然后觉得这一句好，这个很可爱，但是它下面就有小小字就写说I can sleep for days，因为我可以睡好几天，所以 amazing in bed 就是很好笑。然后后来我就又看到另外一件睡衣，我也很想买，但是我想我如果穿这一件出去的话，一定男生会直接扑上来。它上面就写说 You are on my to-do list。 那刚好我们讲到 listto-do list 就是代办清单，就是加了一个 to-do 就代表代办清单，所以如果说 you are on my to-do list 就是你在我的代办清单上面，这样子呢好像有一点性暗示太强烈了，对啊，所以呢我觉得就舍弃了那一件，我就买了这个 amazing in bed， 但是我觉得还是挺好笑，有一点小诱惑但是又不是大诱惑。 anyways， 讲到 number 7Digital Nomad， 就是讲到这个泰国这个国家，这个是一个 very good place for Digital Nomad， 现在很多人都喜欢用这个数字游牧啊，数位游牧啊，这样子去说，在大陆好像比较讲的是数字游民 Digital Nomad。 那我是从2015年的时候开始就是过上这个 digital nomad 的生活，但是我那个时候完全不知道什么叫做 digital nomad， 而且我也不会这样子称呼自己，因为我对这个 nomad 就是游民这种说法，我觉得听起来就是有点，我觉得不是我很想要追求的一种生活状态，就是我比较喜欢把我自己说是成 online entrepreneur。Online entrepreneur， 这 entrepreneur 有点难拼哦， E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R， 这个 online entrepreneur 就是线上创业家，他既可以就是定在一个地方，他也可以直接很自由的在路上行走，还有人会说这种生活状态呢其实是 location independent，就是它是不受地点的这个限制的一个创业的生活状态，我反而比较喜欢这种说法，我会把这两个字都打上去，好 Location Independent， OK， 就是可以到处旅行的这种事业。好的， Number 8 Heal， Heal 是疗愈，它是动词，但是它跟另外一个那个字 Heal H-E-E-L那个疗愈是 H-E-A-L， 那 heel 脚跟它是同样的声音，所以我特别把它列出来，所以大家不要拼错heel 脚跟是 H-E-E-L， 比如说高跟鞋你会说 high heels， today I'm wearing high heels， 就是高跟的鞋子，高脚跟的鞋子。那这个 heel 我们今天讲的是这个动作是疗愈，它的拼法也不一样，虽然发音是一样的。接下来是 handle H-A-N-D-L-E。 哦，为什么会聊到 heal 还有 handle 这两个字呢？是因为就是讲到我们在谈恋爱的时候，你可能会经过分手，那分手后就是现在有一种处理方式，就是你分手后你立刻就 get under another so you can get over the last，这个 get under 就是说你可能很快就进入下一个关系，或者跟别人发生这种关系，性关系，那你就可以 get over the last one。 get over 就只忘掉上一个，但是这种方式呢就是我觉得不是我非常建议的这种疗愈的方式。 It takes time to heal， 就是说你需要 like a a couple of months possibly to process your own feelings. 你可能需要几个月的时间去好好的去处理一下你自己的情绪，对吧？所以呢，这个但是有很多人处理方式的确是像我像现在讲的那样子，那其实我觉得这样子到最后受害的可能会是你自己，因为大家会学嘛，有样学样，你可能碰到了下一个男生你很喜欢，就发现哦，他还没疗伤完呢，他还在想他的，还在爱着他的前女友，那他会跟你说 I'm still in love with my ex。天哪，我就碰到这样子的男生，然后那种感觉真的很糟糕。所以呢，就是说大家还是就是在处理感情上面疗愈自己的过程里，我觉得这个处理方式呢 How you handle it is quite important. Take your time. Okay, it's not necessary to rush. 就是说呢，不必要急啊，就是不必要去急的急。那我觉得是这样子，然后就贝拉他就讲说他也同意，因为 What can I say? 那个 What can I say 不是说我能说什么呢，就是说真的有点无奈，但是这个就是大家正在做的事情可能就是很草率的处理自己的这个感情的伤口。 OK, 这个方法就是 approach, 第十个单词 approach。好，那我再来念一次这次的单词 Number one, opportunitiesopportunities, 机会 opportunities. Number two, glowing, glowing, 容光焕发的 glowing. Number three, radiant, radiant, 就是发光，闪闪发光的，光芒四射的 radiant. Number four, magnetize, magnetize, 有磁性的，有磁力的吸引 magnetize.怎么会有猫在叫？今天天气很奇怪，真的，外面风很大，可能不是猫叫，是风的声音。Anyways, 好，接下来是这个，因为我的耳机很敏感，我可以听到我自己的声音之外，可以听到所有环境的声音。好的，接下来是讲到哪一个字 ？Sorry， 好 ，put down roots, put down roots, 定居 ，put down roots. Number six, list, list.列出或者是清单这个名词 list. Number seven, digital nomad, digital nomad, 数字游民数字游牧的人 digital nomad. Number eight, heal, heal, 疗愈 heal. Number nine, handle, handle, 处理 handle. Number ten, approach, approach, 方法 approach.好的，我们现在呢再听一遍。
Plants. Oh, there'll be plenty of opportunities for love for you, plenty. But they might not come right away, to be honest. You might have to wait a little bit. Let's see. You might have to wait a little bit. I think now you're really focused on... So when Capricorn season starts, you're going to be shining. You're going to be the best version of yourself.You're going to be glowing because all the planets are moving into your first house of self. You're going to have Venus there. So you're going to look more beautiful. You're going to be more radiant than ever. People are going to be drawn to you. So this could be a good time for flirtation, for putting yourself out there, for having fun. People will be very drawn to you and magnetized to you. So it could be a good thing. But I would say that now you are going to be focused on your business.Very much so. You may have had you may have felt like money wasn't flowing as easily as maybe you'd want it to, or maybe as easily as it was in a past time. That's going to change next year because you had something blocking your money house, which was kind of frustrating for you. So maybe you weren't getting cash flow as easily, but once this Saturn leaves your house of wealth, you're going to startto see more abundance in your life, more success. You're going to also want to be thinking about putting down roots somewhere. Do you think that you're going to keep traveling for a while, or are you like focusing on maybe staying in one place?
I'm going to travel. Yeah, oh. I have listed all the countries that I want to travel next year already.
Really? Oh, what are they?
5-6 countries in Asia. So I'm leaving in Guatemala before Christmas. So I'm going back to Iceland for a couple of days, hanging out with my friends, celebrating Christmas. And then I will go to Japan. And from Japan, 3 months in Japan, probably 1 or 2 months in Korea. I want to move down to Vietnam, probably Thailand a little bit. I heard it's a great place for a digital nomad. And then go to Indonesia, and maybe visit Philippines, maybe go to India.
Well, maybe I'll join you in one of these places. That sounds amazing. Oh, wait. I just saw something. Okay. In May of next year. Can you wait that long?
Yes.
You have Jupiter moving into your fifth house of love and romance. And Jupiter.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, of luck, abundance. You're going to feel very flirty. You're going to want to have a lot of fun. This is the perfect time to go out to date. That's the best time for love, when Jupiter is in the fifth house. So that's going to happen around May. If you can wait 6 more months, I mean, it could happen before, but then there's going to be a very strong potential for it. This is going to be a great time. Ooh, and it's
I think so too. I probably need a couple months to heal from the last one. I think May, I will be very ready.
Oh yeah. No, it's really good that you're taking time in between relationships to heal, to kind of reflect on what you've learned, because a lot of people just jump from one relationship to the next. And that's not the healthiest thing, because you didn't really like go over what you just learned and see how you've grown. And you just bring the problems from the old relationship to the new relationship without working on them in between. So I don't think that's the best way to handle it, but a lot of people do. So what can I say?
Exactly. I did that in my past. I'm not very proud of that. And now I just feel like, yeah, I need to change the approach, you know, give myself enough time to process the feelings. And I think everybody has their own timing, you know. It's not necessary to hurry. Like, I hate when people saying that, oh, just get on to the next one, forget about the last one. And I know it wouldn't work for me. It's probably, you would feel a little bit better at that time, but then afterwards you still feel like, ah, I still have a lot of shit to work on, you know?
Yeah.
好的，希望再听一遍呢，你有感觉比较清楚了。但是如果还没有听懂也没有关系，今天的那个所有的中文的这个翻译呢，都列在我们的节目简介里面。那如果你想要跟贝拉联系的话呢，也有她的联系方式。还有如果你想要参加迷你退休营呢，也可以直接来联系我。那如果你只是想要关注一下，就是我跟男神的最新动态，就是我们在台湾呢，或者我会跟他一起去泰国哦，因为他最后是要从泰国飞回家，所以呢，既然我旅行计划是去泰国，所以我就想说我就跟他一起飞过去。我们到底玩了些什么，我也会在这些地方分享，就是我的 IG 还有微信号啊。 IG 呢基本上是这个私密的状态，跟我的微信号是一样，所以最好是你可以留一个验证的消息，就是一个讯息写祝福给我祝福这样子呢，我会非常的开心，我会立刻通过你，好吗？那好啊，希望你们都有一个非常棒的一天。那接下来呢，我可能会多做几集节目，然后定时的上传，所以大家还是可以听到我的声音。而且我也有就是计划跟男神一起做 podcast， 所以我希望他会上我的节目来回答一些问题，或者是帮助你们一起学英语啊，聊旅行啊，我是非常非常期待。但是时间真的太短了啦，就是呢他这次来亚洲就只有10天的时间，所以呢期待就是我可以把他绑架，或者是他可以把我带走。Anyways， 有一句话说得好，就是小心许愿，因为他很有可能会实现，对吧？ Be careful what you wish for, it might come true。 所以呢大家敬请期待吧。7年前我认识他的时候是我这个 podcast 做的最好的时候，所以我期待我的 podcast 有另外一个新的高点，耶。 Anyways, have a wonderful day. I hope to see you very very soon.